This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's roundup, where we bring you the latest updates on royal scandals, major film sequels, and the biggest headlines in entertainment. Let's dive into the stories making waves right now.
Sarah Ferguson allegedly had a secret romance with Diddy.
Tom Cruise officially returns for a third Top Gun.
A massive data leak exposes a celebrity's secret affair.
Missy Bekiri mourns the tragic death of Jake Hall.
Kate Middleton reportedly cut off disgraced Prince Andrew first.
Cheryl Tweedy honors Liam Payne with a Disney trip.
Maren Morris receives a fake Swift Kelsa wedding invite.
Mortal Kombat 2 battles Prada for the box office.
Starting with the royals.
A new book entitled by author Andrew Lowney is making some truly shocking claims about Sarah Ferguson, the former Duchess of York. According to the report, Fergie allegedly engaged in a secret friends with benefits relationship with rapper Sean Diddy Combs that lasted for several years, starting around 2004. The book suggests they first met in 2002 at a party hosted by Ghislaine Maxwell. Insiders claim Sarah was quite open about her desire to marry a wealthy and powerful American, which might explain her past associations with figures like Jeffrey Epstein. The allegations go even further, suggesting that Diddy's 2006 fragrance, Unforgivable, was actually inspired by Sarah. They reportedly met in high-end hotels across Europe and Africa, sparing no expense on their private getaways while keeping the romance hidden from the public eye.
The details get even more controversial regarding her family. The book alleges that Sarah introduced her daughters, Princess Beatrice and Princess Eugenie, to Diddy on multiple occasions. One specific claim mentions a 16-year-old Eugenie attending a wild yacht party with her mother, which palace staff reportedly found alarming. There are also claims from former Bad Boy Records employees that Diddy was obsessed with the British royals and would brag about his connections. While Sarah has always been known for her unconventional path within the royal family, these specific links to Diddy and the Epstein circle paint a much more scandalous picture than previously understood. It suggests a long-term pattern of seeking out controversial, powerful men, which the book claims was a lifestyle choice that Sarah found far more exciting than a traditional stable relationship with a good man.
Next up,
fans of high-flying action can officially celebrate because Top Gun 3 is in active development. Paramount Pictures confirmed the news during a recent presentation, noting that a script is already being written by Aaron Kruger, who co-wrote the massive hit Top Gun Maverick. The most important piece of the puzzle is also locked in. Tom Cruise will be returning as Pete Maverick Mitchell. While actors like Miles Teller and Glenn Powell had previously hinted at conversations about a sequel, they always maintained that the final decision rested entirely with Cruise and producer Jerry Bruckheimer. Now that the green light has been given, the focus shifts to how they can possibly top the aerial spectacles of the second film. It seems the creative team is confident, with producer Christopher McQuarrie stating that the plot for the third installment is already in the bag.
The success of Top Gun Maverick clearly paved the way for this, as it became a cultural phenomenon and a box office juggernaut. Glenn Powell has joked that his future involvement is classified, but he and other cast members have expressed a deep desire to return to the cockpit if called upon. The timeline for production is still being finalized, but having the core creative team back together suggests they want to maintain the high standards set by the previous film. For Tom Cruise, this continues his streak of revitalizing classic franchises with modern technology and practical stunts. The anticipation is already building to see which younger pilots will return and what new mission will require Maverick's unique set of skills. It is a rare case where a third film feels like a genuine event rather than just a studio cash grab.
Now let's shift to
a major scandal is brewing in the UK after a massive data leak allegedly exposed an affair between a high-profile British female celebrity and a top sports star. Cybersecurity expert Jeremiah Fowler discovered nearly 90,000 screenshots, including intimate messages and private photos, that were left exposed online for at least 2 weeks. The data was reportedly stolen by a cyberstalker using spyware to infiltrate the woman's personal accounts. Because the hacker stored the stolen information incorrectly on a public-facing database, the details became accessible to anyone who knew where to look. The leaked files include not just private chats from WhatsApp and Instagram, but also financial records like invoices and receipts. Fowler has kept the identities of the individuals involved private for now, but he warned that the information is incredibly damaging, as both parties are reportedly married to other people.
This situation highlights the growing threat of stalkerware and how even public figures with significant resources can fall victim to sophisticated digital attacks. Fowler reported the breach to the police and notified the victim, but the concern remains that the data was exposed long enough for others to download it. There is a high risk that this information could be used for extortion or eventually leaked to the media by other parties who stumbled upon the database. The expert noted that while this case involves celebrities, the tools used are the same ones deployed in broader cybercrime and harassment cases. In the UK, using such software is a serious offense under the Protection from Harassment Act. As the investigation continues, the entertainment and sports worlds are on high alert, waiting to see if the identities of those involved will eventually become public knowledge.
Moving on,
the entertainment world is mourning the sudden and tragic death of former TOWIE star Jake Hall, who passed away at the age of 35. His ex-partner, Missa Bekiri, shared a devastating tribute on social media, expressing the unbearable pain she and their 8-year-old daughter, River, are experiencing. Jake died from a chest injury caused by broken glass during an incident at a villa in Mallorca. Reports suggest he had been living there to focus on his art, but tragically suffered fatal wounds after an episode of self-harm during a party. Missa's tribute highlighted Jake's vibrant energy, his love for music, and his deep devotion to their daughter. She described him as River's favorite person and promised to keep his memory alive for her. The news has shocked fans of the reality show, where Jake was a prominent figure for several years.
The circumstances surrounding his death are still being investigated by local authorities in Spain. Sources close to the probe indicate that the injury was severe and occurred during a moment of high distress. Jake had moved to the island to find peace and pursue his creative passions, making the violent nature of his passing even more tragic for his loved ones. Mrs. Post included heartbreaking photos of Jake with River, showing the close bond they shared. She mentioned how his spirit would live on through their daughter, whom she called his mini version. The outpouring of support from fellow reality stars and fans has been significant. As many remember Jake for his charm and the impact he had during his time on television, it is a somber reminder of the hidden struggles individuals may face, even when they seem to be seeking a fresh start.
Next up,
new reports are shedding light on the internal dynamics of the royal family regarding the disgraced Prince Andrew. Author Christopher Anderson claims that Kate Middleton was actually the first member of the firm to officially cut him off. As the Princess of Wales and the mother of a future monarch, Kate is reportedly very protective of the royal reputation and refused to associate with Andrew once his scandals involving Jeffrey Epstein became public. She allegedly went as far as barring him from her annual Christmas concert at Westminster Abbey last year. Even when Andrew tried to use intermediaries to secure a quiet entry through a side door, he was told that they did not want his face on camera. This firm stance shows Kate's influence within the family and her commitment to distancing the monarchy from any negative associations that could tarnish its future.
While Kate has been decisive, Prince William reportedly still harbors some complicated feelings toward his uncle. Biographer Robert Hardman suggests that while William supported the decision to strip Andrew of his titles and evict him from the Royal Lodge, he still views Andrew as a troubled soul. However, this hasn't stopped Andrew from reportedly feeling bitter toward the couple. Insiders suggest Andrew believes William is being controlled by Kate and blames them for his total exclusion from royal life. The rift between the Sussexes and the rest of the family often dominates headlines, but this internal conflict with Andrew shows a different kind of tension. Kate's role as a gatekeeper for the family's public image seems to be a primary driver in how the royals are handling Andrew's downfall, ensuring that the next generation of the monarchy remains untainted by his past actions.
Now let's shift to
Cheryl Tweedy is finding ways to honor the memory of Liam Payne 18 months after his tragic passing. The singer recently took their 9-year-old son, Bear, on a trip to Walt Disney World in Florida, a place that was famously Liam's favorite in the world. Cheryl was joined by Liam's parents and his sisters, showing that despite their split years ago, she remains very close to his family. She shared rare photos of the trip, describing it as a magical experience that allowed her to escape into her inner child. Liam's sister, Ruth, also commented on the trip, calling it bittersweet and heavy-hearted to be at his favorite rides without him. It's a touching look at how the family is coming together to support Bear and ensure he stays connected to his father's legacy through shared experiences and love.
Since Liam's death in Argentina in 2024, Cheryl has been fiercely private about their son's life, focusing entirely on his well-being. This joint vacation with the Payne family suggests a unified front in raising Bear and helping him navigate the loss of his father. The photos showed Cheryl and Bear walking through Toy Story Land, a poignant reminder of the childhood joys they are trying to preserve. By maintaining such a strong bond with Liam's sisters and parents, Cheryl is providing Bear with a wide support network that understands his grief. The public reaction has been incredibly supportive, with fans praising Cheryl for her strength and her commitment to the Payne family. It's a beautiful example of co-parenting and family loyalty continuing even after a tragedy, focusing on the love that remains rather than the pain of the past.
Moving on,
Maren Morris recently shared a hilarious and slightly confusing story about receiving a spam text invitation to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. During a radio interview, the country star explained that she got a message a few weeks ago claiming she was invited to the nuptials. Morris immediately knew it was fake, noting that an invitation of that magnitude would never be sent via a random text message. She blocked the number right away, but couldn't help but wonder how the scammers got her contact information in the first place. The timing of the spam is particularly interesting because legitimate reports have surfaced that Swift and Kelce have actually started sending out save the dates for a wedding scheduled for July 3rd in New York City. This has led to a frenzy of speculation among fans and, apparently, a new wave of phishing attempts targeting celebrities.
The real wedding plans for Taylor and Travis seem to be moving full steam ahead. They were recently spotted in New York, reportedly meeting with an engagement ring designer to finalize their bands. Kelce proposed back in August 2025 with a stunning diamond ring, and since then, the public has been obsessed with every detail of their upcoming ceremony. While there were initial rumors about a Rhode Island wedding at Taylor's estate, the latest insiders point toward a massive celebration in the city. Maren Morris's experience serves as a warning that even the most famous stars aren't immune to the digital noise surrounding this high-profile couple. As the July date approaches, the excitement is only going to grow, but for those close to the couple, the real invitations are likely much more secure than a simple text message from an unknown sender.
And finally,
the box office is seeing a fascinating duel this weekend between two very different sequels. Mortal Kombat 2 and The Devil Wears Prada 2 are neck and neck for the number one spot. Mortal Kombat 2 had a stronger Friday, pulling in $17 million, but industry experts believe the Prada sequel will see a massive surge on Sunday due to Mother's Day. With a 74% female audience, the fashion-focused Legacy Quell is the perfect choice for mothers and daughters heading to the theater together. Both films are projected to earn around $41 million for the weekend, making it a very close race that will likely be decided by last-minute ticket sales. Regardless of the final ranking, it's a win for the industry, showing that both R-rated action and female-driven comedies can thrive simultaneously in the current market.
Meanwhile, the Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, continues to hold strong in third place. It has officially become the highest-grossing music biopic ever in North America, surpassing the record previously held by Bohemian Rhapsody. In fourth place, the family film The Sheep Detectives is performing better than expected, earning high marks from both critics and audiences. The diversity of the current top 10 is a good sign for theaters, with something for almost every demographic. For Mortal Kombat 2, a $41 million opening is a solid start for its $80 million budget, especially with positive audience feedback. For Prada 2, the film is already on track to clear $500 million worldwide, proving that the appetite for Miranda Priestly's world is still incredibly high nearly two decades after the original film was released. It's a busy and profitable start to the summer season.
That wraps up our briefing for today. Be sure to follow us for your daily update on the stories that matter most. We will see you back here tomorrow.